Bad.
Stone Cold, one of the songs from the new album Heat, which is the seventh solo album for you, isn't it, Jimmy?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
You were talking about sort of In Excess and Midnight Oil earlier, and of course, you know, we know them and a number of other Australian bands very well in this country now. Mm-hmm. It's a mystery to me that, you know, you're not better known here in America. Why is that?
I haven't spent a lot of time. I guess since the Cold Chisel days, I've been in this country, I think, out on WEA records for a start. And it's not, I'm not pinning it on WEA by any stretch of the imagination, but a lot of those records haven't been released for one reason or another. And number two, really, I just haven't came and, you know, worked here. Well, I've been so busy working at home and, you know, playing and doing stuff at home. And I sort of went and worked in America for a bit and sort of, you know, got over there and realized I didn't want to be there. So I've gone back to Australia, got things happening, and I'm ready now to come out and, you know, and work. I'm going to spend quite a bit of time here, you know. So I'm here for like a week or two this time, and then coming back in September, where we're going to start really touring extensively. So I think, you know, by the, in another 2 years' time, you'll probably say, can you go home again, please?
Get back to Australia, right? For goodness sake.
Yeah, we're sick of you. But no, we're going to come and sort of hang around and do a lot of work, because I think the reason, like, Cold Chisel broke in Australia and myself, you know, being able to sustain that is by doing lots of live work, and to be able to, you know, do a similar sort of thing in different countries. You've got to go and, you know, you've got to be in their faces, and that's what that's what I do best. You see, I can tour all year. That's what I like to do. I'd much rather play live than record. You know?
You live just near Sydney, don't you?
Yeah, I live on a farm just outside Sydney.
Yeah, and you've got a family there, of course.
Yeah, I've got four children and a wife, and that's the other reason. See, you know, I didn't want to go touring in America and stuff like that, because, you know, I had my kids too, you know. I'd rather, when I'm off the road, I'd just go home, spend time with them. But we're quite prepared now, you know. We're all going to move, the whole family, just going to move over here and have a good time, basically, and enjoy ourselves, you know.
Brilliant. Yeah. I'm really pleased to hear that.
Yeah.
So there is the tour actually set up for later this year, Jimmy?
Yeah, well, I think, as far as I know, we're supposed to be coming in. I think the first date's around October the 6th or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I think we're just going to be in and hang there. I know we're going to do about 8 to 10 weeks straight off the bat, and then look at, you know, touring after that again. Basically hang around and get in everybody's face.
Have you still got family in Scotland?
Yeah, I have. I've got a few relatives. My granny's up there. Only my immediate family emigrated. So I've got, you know, cousins and all sorts. You know, it's going to be great. And actually, coming up on Tuesday is the first gig I've ever played in Glasgow in my life. So it's going to be a big occasion. I'm looking forward to it. It's at the King Tut's Wawa.
King Tut's.
Yeah, which is, I went there the other night. It's a small club.
It's great, isn't it?
And it's got a good vibe. I think we're going to blow the place apart. Have a good time. And I was talking, a friend of mine is going to come down. I talked to him on the phone today. But, you know, I've been a big fan of his for a long time, Dan McCafferty. So we're going to have a great laugh. I'm looking forward to singing with him.
Oh, my very best.
Yeah, he's a great singer. So yeah, we're going to have a good time.
This new album, you know, one of the characteristics of it, Jimmy, is the live feel that it has. It occurs to me, you know, listening to it, Did you do a lot of overdubbing and a lot of re-recording?
No, hardly at all. Basically, we had I had so many songs for the album. I had about 50 songs, 45, 50 songs written. And when we sort of went to pre-production, we'd play the songs once, and if they were good, they stayed. If they weren't, they were gone. And then when we actually went to cut them, it was the same sort of thing. We had so many tunes left. We'd play a song once or twice maximum, and if it wasn't done, if it wasn't down, it was gone. And when we're putting them down like that, you know, all the guitars would be kept. You know, I'd sing live with the drums, and most of the vocals on the album are done, you know, at the same time as the drums. So it's a very much a live thing. And we didn't want to use too many synths, and, you know, we just want to make it as live and as raw as possible, and rely on the emotion of the performance and of the songs rather than the production.
Because the band now is very settled in its lineup.
It is, yeah.
I mean,
you know,
you've been with the band how long now, Jeff? 7 years, you see.
Yeah, and Tony Brock's been with us 6 years, and you know, my bass player and piano player have been playing with me 5 years and 8 years respectively. So it is very much a band thing, and I think that's one of the real pluses on this album as opposed to some other solo albums. It's got a definite, you know, band feel. It's got a direction and all that, you know, as opposed to, you know, me searching around. You know, leaving Cold Chisel was very difficult for me to actually sort of pinpoint my direction, so to speak. And it's only in the last, you know, couple of records I've really started nailing that.
A couple of guys from Cold Chisel guest on this album too.
Yeah, well, like I said, that last song, Stone Cold, was a Don Walker tune. And Ian Moss, who was a guitar player, and is a bloody great guitar player, I might add, came in and played in a couple of tracks for us too, which was fabulous.
Because when you've got a band unit that's been settled in for a period of time, it becomes very intuitive, doesn't it?
It does. Well, that's why we could do things as live as we did in the studio. You know, it was one of those things where we didn't have to have things totally arranged, and you know, we could look at each other while we're playing, and boom, things would change on the spot. There'd be an accent here, you know, there'd be a Scottish accent normally, a Canadian accent on Jesper. But you know, it's, no, you feel things, and so you really do get a good groove thing. I think that you can't get happening, you know, with session players, or if you do, you're very lucky, you know.
Yeah. Mm. Talk us into the second song, Jimmy.
All right, this is a song, it's probably one of the first ones I wrote about for this album. It was been sitting around for a while. I wrote it with an acoustic guitar as a, it was almost like a country and western tune. It's, you know, it's a song basically about how much I love my wife. it's a great live song. It's a song that when we cut it, I think it came out really great, just the way we did the choruses and things on the record. And we've been doing it live acoustically around a couple of places in Australia, and it's just gone down a storm, and it's a thing called I'd Rather Be Blind.
Okay, Jimmy Barnes, here we go.